Hello, welcome to Back to the Framerate, our bonus episode this week. Today, we have a special episode. We are going to be going through the films that we reviewed in 2023 to decide if they are going to be joining our vault or they're going to be purged out into the fiery abyss of the asteroid apocalypse. Now, last year, we reviewed 34 films in the first season of Back to the Framerate. And how we're going to do this is we're going to just go through these pretty quickly, one at a time, just each host deciding whether this film should be included into the vault or not. And it needs to be by majority. Now, not every host has seen each of these films, but if only three of us have seen it, then two out of three of us needs to be the majority, or if four of us have seen it, then three out of four is the majority. But we'll figure it out as we go whether it gets in or not. So we're going to go in order from last year. So everybody here ready? This should be kind of fun because we're accumulating a list of films that are going to join us in our vault that we are going to save from extinction so that we can bring with us to save for forever and ever, so that when we emerge from the...
Why isn't Oppenheimer here?
Because we did not review Oppenheimer.
We didn't?
No.
Nope.
This list is all over the place. Oh, yeah. Man. But there's some juice here.
So here we go. So our very first episode last year, the very first movie that we reviewed was a movie called To Leslie. Now, I hope you guys remember that.
Oh, boy. Wasn't here for those days.
Yeah. So we're just going to kind of go in order here. To Leslie, Sam. I'm going to go Sam, Ellie, B, Nathan, me, Leslie. And Sam, what do you say to Leslie?
Say no to the vault on that one. It's like flat out, like not even a chance. It wasn't even a terrible movie. I remember it, and I just know it wouldn't make the vault for me.
Okay. Ellie, I remember you caught up with it finally.
Finally.
And what do you say?
Yeah, no.
No. Nope. B, did you ever catch up with this?
No, never saw it. So abstaining.
You're abstaining. And I saw this. I liked it, but no, this is nothing unique or special. So no, it does not need to come with us. So that is a no.
Into the apocalypse.
Okay. Knock at the Cabin, M. Night Shyamalan. This was a kind of a contentious. Yes, it was. But we're going to start with Sam. Knock at the Cabin, your favorite movie last year.
That movie, I'm going to say an F no.
Tell us how you really feel, Sam.
If it started like coming toward, if that film started coming towards our like our bunker, I would just like start throwing at it and be like, "No, get out of here." So I'm a hard no on that.
Ellie, what do you say?
No,
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 no, no,
nay, 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 no.
B.
It's a no for me.
It's a big no. Yeah.
Yeah.
Same with me as well. I think we're going to start snaking this. That way it's not always the same person going first. Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania. This was part of the MCU. This movie I thought was kind of disappointing. I didn't hate this as much as a lot of people did, but this also is a no for me. This was a bit of a disappointment. Oh, I didn't mean to put no in there. But no, I'm also saying a no on this one as well. Not one of the strongest MCU films. B, what do you say?
I've never seen it.
Okay.
And I'm fine with that.
Okay.
So.
Ellie.
Nope.
Sam.
I'm a no because I really found it to be mediocre. And that like time period, I was spoiled by Avatar The Way of Water like four times in the theater.
Oh, God, that was so good.
Quantumania, and it was like a real step down. So that's a negative.
Very good. All right. Next movie is Somebody I Used to Know. Does anybody remember this one?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to go to Sam for this one first.
Just a flat out, like flat runway no, like N-O, like a big old, like born 7 like, no.
Do we hate everything last year? I'm wondering. We'll get to some good ones.
Yeah. If that is the movie. I think it is. Like, it's, I'm a little hazy, but it's the one. I remember that film. The streaking. Wasn't there like streaking in a?
Yes, there was.
That was a good scene, but.
Ellie, what do you say?
Yeah. Nope. And, capital N-O.
Yeah. B, did you see this?
Nope. Okay. Sounds like I didn't miss anything.
No. All right. All right. Mithrigan, as I call it.
Nice. I'll start with this. Stupid. It's funny. Oh, okay.
Mithrigan. I think this movie there's some merits to this film, but in this genre, there's so many better films like this out there. No, for Megan, Mithrigan. B.
I have seen this one. I agree. There's other better movies out there, even from this director. So it's a no for me as well.
Ellie.
Nope.
And Sam.
I did enjoy this movie. I would say no on admitting it to the vault. I was entertained, though. I feel like I've like 3-star liked it, but not vault material.
Okay. All right. The Woman King is the next movie that we reviewed last year. Mm-hmm. And we're going to start with Sam on this one.
Oh, man. Funny memories about that film. I would say no. But not a bad film, but no to the vault.
Ellie.
Nope. I love Viola, but no, not this movie. It was okay, but no. Yeah. For the vault.
B, did you see this?
I would like to point out that during that episode I commented like, Sam, you're awful quiet. And that's because I had seen half the movie before the episode and I'd run out of time and I felt really guilty about it. So coming clean now a year later. But then I went and saw the whole movie afterwards. But at the time of that podcast, go back into it, listen to it.
You only watched half the movie?
I watched half the movie. When we were, and Nathan afterwards, like, Sam, you were really quiet. And I was like, oh, I was deep in my thoughts. I was like,
oh my God.
I have to listen to it. Like, so we're talking about the conclusion of the movie. Like, you have no idea what we're talking about. Dude.
Nope. Go back and see the rest of it. But if you want some comedy, listen to that podcast and know that I.
Oh, man. I wish I'd listened to that episode.
Oh, man.
Felt terrible about it.
Did you see this?
I did see it, and I put it in the vault. I love this director. I like Gina Prince Bythewood.
This was the strongest film that we've seen up to this point, actually. And this almost makes it for me. There's a few things that just like don't work for me in the third act of this movie. And there's some storytelling pieces that I just didn't buy. So this is a no for me ultimately, but it's close. It's a close call, but no.
It's not my favorite movie by her, but I do think it's so good. I've talked about it on the pod before, but I think this movie really suffers from being a pandemic movie. It needed like lots and lots of extras and big wide shots.
Yeah, you know, that's a great point. Yeah. All right. And the number one movie last year coming up, a 65, 100% yes. No. If I could say something less than no, I would. So no.
Did you not watch this film?
You dodged a bullet, Ellie. So B, did you ever get to see 65?
I didn't.
So Sam, what say you?
I could say no to 65 65 times, I would.
But you know what? Ellie and B have not seen this yet, so they could still see this and say yes. But fortunately, that's still not enough to put this in the vault, even if they loved it. So
Carlos saw it, and based on his opinion, I'm not watching it.
Yeah, I bet he didn't like
it. He has good taste.
No, he didn't. No, he didn't. He knows film well, and he knows when a film is not worth it. So, yeah.
Why did that movie not work?
All right, next one. John Wick.
Shout out to Mark Krawczyk. Didn't he do that 65 review with us?
Yeah. I'm so sorry. I'm glad it was fun to have him join us for that because that made a very fun conversation. John Wick Chapter 4. Sam.
I would say yes. Impressive, amazing action movie. One of the best of the four. I'd happily put it into the vault for our action quotient, because we've got to have some fun action movies while trapped in a bunker.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Ellie. Yeah,
I'm with Sam. Yes.
Yeah. B.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. It's not a movie where I'm like, oh, we need to save this for posterity. But, like, you're right. We should have that in there. Yeah. Action quotient.
Be fun. It'd be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I 100% agree. I think it was in my top 10 of last year, and I think it's one. I think it's one of the best action films ever made. Honestly, I think it's incredible set pieces. So I'm not going to gush anymore on it. We've exhausted that, but it's. I think it's a great film.
Pretty awesome. Not quite surviving the game, but what is?
Not quite. Tetris.
Oof.
Tetris. This is up to me. This is a no. I watched this movie a second time because I didn't really get it the first time. So, and this movie has a couple merits to it, but ultimately it's a no. I'm not going to say any more about it, but no. B.
Oh, it's the easiest no I've had of the night, you know?
Okay. I'm glad to hear that. All right. Ellie.
Nope.
Sam.
Though I actually liked this movie and enjoyed it, and I remember like reviewing it, I would give it a no as well, because it's just like I don't have strong, passionate feelings about it.
Next, this will be interesting. Super Mario Brothers. Sam, this actually made your top 10 last year. So does this make the vault?
I would put it in the vault because it's just so mindlessly enjoyable. I'm a sucker for it, and I'm aware of its shortcomings. You said, Nathan, in the review that storytelling wise it played it really safe and was kind of bland and went right down the middle, and that's true, but I still enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm. Ellie.
Yeah, it's going in the vault for me. I enjoyed it.
B, I think I know what you're gonna say.
Yeah, it's not, this movie's not for me. I wouldn't put it in the vault.
What?
I know. Going against the grain. It's no Dune.
Dune.
kids will need to know Super Mario, okay, brothers? They'll need to know it.
I'm going to put the kibosh on all this. I'm going to say no as well.
Thank you for being a voice of reason here, Nathan.
Because I think they did a good job bringing this movie spectacle to the screen. But again, it's about as bland a version of this as they could do. Kids will love this, but it's nothing special at all.
I'm not raising kids to love this post-apocalypse. I honestly think it might be one of Anya Taylor-Joy's worst performances, too.
You guys are too joyless. Peaches.
Millions of peaches. Peaches. All
right, so now we're on to our first Steven Spielberg film that we did last year.
No.
And what do you think? What do you say about Always?
I like it, but I would not put it in the vault. As surprising as that may seem, I would not put it in the vault. But I do. I enjoy the movie. Yeah.
Ellie, do I have to ask?
No.
B, have you seen Always?
I haven't.
Okay.
I
guess it's a moot point, but Always is one of my favorite movies of all time still. So I would, but it doesn't, it's too bad. It's not coming. It is now burnt to a crisp. Even though I would bring it.
I would fall asleep again.
It's okay. All right. Guardians of the Galaxy 3. This is actually kind of hard. Is this worthy of the vault? I'm, you know, the MCU films, it's hard to really judge them as standalone films because they're so, especially this being a third movie in a franchise. I didn't have a problem with John Wick 4. Like, do we bring the whole, all four of them in? But like Guardians 3 is so tied into all of them. You know what? This surprises me, but I am going to bring him in, because I'm assuming I'm going to bring all the Guardians movies in with me. So I'm going to say yes.
It's a bold move, Cotton.
Be
for me, I actually really like this. I like this a lot, but I don't think it's vault worthy for me. I think if I were going to do it, I would bring the first one in. I don't know. Just because it's the first one. It's the one that did it.
Okay.
But that's presuming I bring any Guardians of the Galaxy movies in, which I'm not sold on.
I think if there's any like franchise within the MCU, I would bring it would be the Guardians movies. But that's
just sure. Anyways. Yeah.
Ellie, what do you say?
Yeah, I'll put it in the vault. Because I just love the Guardians of the Galaxy, period. Whether it wasn't the best film of the three, I still loved it, and I would like to see it again all together.
I think it's way better than two. This three made me cry a lot.
It was kind of sad, though, right? So,
Sam, yeah. It's down to you.
I liked Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 okay. I thought the character work, the Rocket story was great, but overall I found the movie kind of a dirge. And interestingly enough, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 is my favorite by a long shot. I love the second one, so I'm going to say no to the vault on this film.
Okay. Does not make it in. All right. Next up, the second Spielberg movie in our retrospective was War of the Worlds. Sam, to you.
I would say I enjoy that movie solidly. Pretty good, but definite no to the vault on that one.
Mm-hmm. Ellie.
I didn't see this film with you guys, but I've seen the film when it first came out. And you know what? I don't care about alien movies, but
no.
But I do like Tom Cruise and no.
Okay.
You reviewed it with us, though. I remember we reviewed that.
I don't think I did.
You were there. We totally did.
It might have been Carlos that did it with us.
Yeah.
No, I thought it was Ellie was there because Ellie and I were talking about the sound effects of the aliens that we didn't like.
Maybe. I just it didn't do anything for me, really, to be honest.
Must have left an impression.
No.
Okay, no.
I love this movie. It's a yes for me.
Do you really?
I do.
Wow. Interesting. Well, it doesn't matter because it's not getting in. Because I also say no. No, this is one of my least favorite Steven Spielberg movies. It's not a bad movie. It's just kind of for me.
I love it.
Okay. Air.
Absolutely not. Sorry, it might not be my turn, but no.
It's not your turn, but I also say no. No. So we already have two no's. But Ellie, what do you say?
No.
No. Sam.
I would say yes and then be burned away, but I like the movie.
All right. We are up to Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse. And Sam.
I did not see that film.
Ooh.
I was away that time.
That's right.
So I guess nullified.
You're abstaining. Ellie.
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
Okay. B.
I really like it. I think Into the Spider-Verse was better. So it's a no for me.
Okay. But I did see this, and this was one of my favorite of all last year. And I think this is groundbreaking animation.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is 100% a yes. I think this is one of the best animated films ever. And I cannot wait for the conclusion of the story.
And Carlos will put it in the vault, by the way. Carlos came to this session.
My only complaint is that it's an incomplete story. But that's
good, though.
Sort of. I mean, okay.
Yeah. We can see the next one.
All right. This, The Flash.
Wait, so did Spider-Man make it in?
Yeah, Spider-Man is in because 2 out of 3.
Oh, interesting.
That's right, because you didn't see it.
Yeah, if you'd seen it, Sam, you could have factored in.
And let's pretend Carlos was here. He would have said yes, and he's the one that came to that session. So
now I'm stuck in that film in a bunker. Great.
Watch Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse all the time, every day. The Flash. The funny thing is, I really, really like The Flash. It wouldn't have made my top 20 of the year or anything like that, but I think I was one of the few people that like really was one of my favorite superhero movies of all last year. The world hated this. I don't know why.
The world hated it. I loved it.
It's not good enough to make our bunker, though. So no.
Probably not.
No. So, B. None of you saw this, but not.
I didn't see this.
Okay. Ellie.
No, I like it.
You like it?
But it doesn't matter. It's not going to make the vote. But yes, I would say yes.
Well, it could if Sam says yes. Or not.
I did enjoy it, but I wouldn't put it in the vault.
All right. So 2 out of 3 say no. It is not making it in.
Sorry. God damn, this was my one chance to watch The Flash.
All right. Evil Dead Rise. Sam.
I enjoyed it, but I would not put it in the vault.
Okay. Ellie, I don't think you joined us for this one. But did you see it?
I did see it. No, it's not going in the vault.
B, it's a moot point, but did you see this? Did you like it?
I did see it. I did like it. I wouldn't have put it in the vault, though.
Okay. So no. And I'm going to say no as well, because I also enjoyed it quite a bit, but not that much.
Get the hell out of here. Follow la la la. Goodbye, evil.
All right. We are on to Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny. I like this movie pretty well, but no, it is not premium. I mean, like, if we were gonna only have a couple Indiana Jones movies in there, Raiders of the Lost Ark and maybe Last Crusade would be the only two that I could picture being in this vault with us.
Temple of Doom.
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe the first three. None of these other ones have come out afterwards, I think, would cut it. So I'm going to definitely say no. B.
I think this has come out on the pod before, but I've never seen an Indiana Jones movie.
Okay.
So okay. It's never happened for me. All right. Not on principle. It's just never happened.
Interesting. Ellie.
Yeah, I like the movie. It's not going in the vault.
Mm-hmm. I like how you start your nose with like, yeah. No. Faking us out.
Yeah. And Sam.
I enjoyed the movie just fine, but it's not going in the vault. See you later.
Next up, we have Amistad.
By the way, a delayed shock, but B, like, you got to see Indiana Jones. My God.
I'm sure I do. Yeah.
Like, it took me a while to speak again, but I still respect it very much.
Yeah. It's like, how do I have the authority to come on here and say anything?
Amistad, the third film in our Steven Spielberg retrospective. We're going to go to Sam first for this.
Not a perfect movie, but I have enjoyed it, fascinated by it. I would say yes to the vault for Amistad, me personally.
Ellie.
Yep. Go to the vault.
Wow. Okay.
Nathan, what would you do?
I know what I'm going to say.
Oh, why don't you tell the class?
It's not my turn.
This was the first episode, you guys, that I came on to. I mean,
yeah.
It's crazy to think about. I like this movie. I think it's a good movie. I don't know, it's a movie I want to watch when I'm stuck underground in a bunker, like, repeatedly. I don't know. I guess for the fate of human history, sure. Yeah. For posterity.
There you go. That's the spirit.
Nice. Sure. It's historically inaccurate. Movie.
All right, so it's making it in.
What was your answer?
No.
No. It's better, it works.
Doesn't matter now. But no, I think it's a very flawed film. Duel. Now, this is
easy
a Spielberg movie that I do want in the vault 100%. This was my favorite, I think maybe even more than Always, because I do have Always, but
now
I loved Duel so much, and I think there's just so much about filmmaking that I learned from watching this, and I think there's so much future generations can learn about filmmaking from this film. So I want this movie has to be saved for me. It has to be. So yes,
B. for you, Nathan.
For me, it's all about me.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm with you.
Because I'm eating the three of you, you know. Because
dehydrate the meat first; it goes down easier. Yeah. It's a yes from me. I love this movie.
All right, Ellie, yeah,
thought it was good.
You know, simply because this damn sandwich thing in this movie—it's unheard of. I'm gonna say yes to the vault.
Yes.
And also because, you know, the boots. Man, the boots.
Yeah.
What do you say, Sam?
Boy, did I hate this film hard.
No!
Favorite movie like of all time. It was an obvious yes to the vault. I just wanted to see if I could get a reaction out of you guys, but I absolutely love the film.
I never even known of this film until this podcast, so yeah.
It's a good one.
So, yeah.
I watched The Duel probably like 10, 12 years ago, and I thought it was just like, this is okay. But for some, being able to watch this with new eyes was wonderful, you know, being able to really study it.
I think everything about this film was really well done. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Empire of the Sun. What say you, Sam?
I mean, you know, it's the movie's got its problems, but I enjoy it. I would include it just because it's a movie that I personally am interested in watching. I mean, I've seen it over the years a couple times. That is my personal take on it, even though it's not well loved, but I like it.
I have those movies.
Ellie.
Yes, go to the vault. I like the movie. I enjoyed it. And yeah, vault.
Okay. B.
It's in because I've never seen it.
What say you, Nathan?
I'm not really on the fence on this. I'm more.
Let me help you over the fence. Would you?
Okay.
Would you?
Let me help you over the fence.
I was going to say no.
Yeah.
But it's in.
Yay.
It's in. Okay, now we're on to The Exorcist, into our Exorcist franchise. This should be interesting.
Oh, God.
Exorcist, this is to me, this movie is a horror classic. Yes. Okay, B.
Easy yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's an easy yes. We'd be like historically stupid not to pick.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a yes.
It'd be like rage bait. Like I said, no, just to be funny.
And at the same time, the movie after this was Exorcist II: The Heretic.
No.
Oh, well, you know.
No.
A misunderstood classic. No.
No.
So Sam says no. Ellie says no.
I would risk death to go out into the molten, like, lava apocalypse world to chase that movie away from the vault. That's how much I just think.
Yeah. So you're saying no, B?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm saying no.
Okay.
I love director John Borman, and he did not deliver. That was not his finest hour. Say that.
This movie had a couple things that was trying to say that I found. No, it's a no. I tried to come to the movie's defense a little bit. Nobody was really buying it, though, huh?
No.
That was such a weak attempt, too, because you know, it can't be defended.
I can't defend that film. All right.
The next movie we reviewed was Exorcist Believer. No.
I didn't hate it.
I didn't hate this movie, but it was a
no.
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 Not going in the vault. No.
It's a no.
Yeah. No, no. All right. No, 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 no.
Sleep up, sleepy Jean. No, no, it seems to daydream believer.
Homecoming queens.
All right. Next up, we have The Exorcist 3. And I don't know how what order we're in because we all just shout out at the same time. The last one, Sam, what do you say about Exorcist 3?
I kind of enjoyed it. Interesting film. Definite no to the vault. But if there was a way I could manipulate the audio where the main character is like, I do not want to put that film in there when he's spazzing out, you just replace that with the word vault. It'd be funny.
That would be funny.
Ellie.
Yeah, no. No. No.
Yeah.
B, I know you liked this movie. I remember.
I like this movie a lot. But, you know, I think we have the first Exorcist in there. I don't know that we need the third.
All right. If I could put just George C. Scott in his performance in there, I would.
Yeah.
But I can't do that. So I'm going to say
make the vault. Yeah.
So, B, you remember that I took all the sound bites from George C. Scott?
Yes.
Yes.
That was, I wish I could cue it up right now because that was my.
You could always cue it up retroactively. Like, it was
a great, he has so many angry outbursts in that movie. It was beautiful.
Shut up about Eddie.
With my brother, it was nerves.
You make a lot of people nervous.
Only sinners.
Everybody.
Is everything all right in here, guys?
We're fine.
Not exactly.
Not exactly.
Temple, why are you encouraging
you? Shut your mouth!
That would be in the file.
It is not in the file. It is not. Get the car. Roll it. Move it.
I believe in slime and stink and in every crawling, putrid thing, every possible ugliness and corruption. You son of a bitch. I believe.
Okay.
Yeah,
here, Ellie's favorite month, November, Noirvember.
Why don't I just save you to all of those? I'm going to say no.
No, we have to go in order here. American Gigolo.
Yes.
I am going to say, well, I have to really be discerning here because there's American Gigolo. Is this movie, I gave the movie a pretty high rating. I'm going to say no. I'm going to say no. I really like American Gigolo, but it's not. No, I'm going to say no. Anyways, B, yeah, I think you already shouted out your opinion.
Yeah, but there are other movies in this series that I like more, but just, you know, if we can have John Wick 4, we can have American Gigolo.
Okay. Yeah, no.
Ellie, you say no.
Yeah, no. This movie's teach you nothing.
I respected the movie, but I would say no to the vault.
Okay. Right. Okay. Next one, Body Heat. Sam.
Respected the film, but I would say no to the vault. I mean, I enjoyed it. I mean, you know, Ted Danson was in that one, right?
Yes.
Yeah. This is going to break my heart. I know it. Ellie.
Not a bad movie, though. Positive.
No. No. Nope.
All right, B.
And also, this one's tough. It's like, it's a very close no for me, but I do like this movie a lot.
I'm beginning to understand politics in Washington now and why people come to power because I'm realizing like, ooh, if I say no and I know what this person's going to say.
At the end of this, we should have some sort of game where we can like go in and like try to convince other people like one of our
no's,
yeses or something. Or
no,
second chance roulette.
Like we can trade go for yes.
I just really like this genre. This was like, I was so happy when we did these. So I don't know.
You already said. You already said no.
Okay, Ellie. Well, I can change my mind.
did you say no?
I'll say yes.
Okay.
Peer pressure.
I'm also saying yes, but I think it's
a moot point. Yeah,
moot point. I this was my favorite movie of this genre, and it might be in my top 20 of all of the 80s as well. I loved this film so much. I'm so happy I saw this. Let me catch up on our list here. So everything here so far is a no. All right, we took a little break from our Noirvember, and we watched The Killer. Some of us. I think we all caught up. Maybe all of us caught up with this. Whew. I have to also figure out, is this like Elite Fincher too?
I think it's a great Fincher movie.
It is. And it's a new movie. I've only seen it one time. And I have to really appraise this if it's vault worthy. We haven't put that many movies in here. Not many new movies. Very few new movies. There's like,
I told you, 2023, not the best year for movies.
In fact, the only non-animated movie that's new so far is John Wick 4. And we need to Fincher to balance that out. So I'm going to say yes. We'll see what happens. What do you guys say? B.
I really like The Killer, but I think I've seen all of Fincher's filmography at this point, and there's just other Finchers I like so much more.
Have you seen all of Fincher's?
I've seen Aliens 3, The Cube. Oh, wow. I have. We got to talk about it.
Alien 3?
I did. Yeah. I really liked it quite a lot. So I will keep you in suspense. It was really good. But I think there's other movies of his that are more vault worthy. I would probably go for an earlier Fincher.
Okay. So that's a no.
It's a no. Okay.
Ellie.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Sam.
Hour in Washington. I mean, just going from the heart and not for the sake of steering it, but I would say yes, just because I saw that movie in a hotel room. I was blown away by it. I thought I was like, the first 20 minutes of it made me not want to watch the rest. I was like, oh, is he going to be in this room the entire film? And then the story became incredible, and I was I was riveted.
Yeah, me too.
I love it.
I was coming into a like motel room in the process of like putting like luggage down, and I like saw the whole movie before I finished the rest of it. Like everything stopped and I just watched the movie. Like,
for sure.
We're almost done here. A few more to go. Our last film in our Noirvember retrospective was Body Double. And Sam, what do you say?
Man, I don't know. I would almost say yes to the vault for that, just so I could hear that song. That incredible 80s song.
Yes, but we're not a music podcast. You can bring your CDs and Spotify with you. You know?
Okay, then no. Yeah, yeah, no to the vault. But I did like the movie, though. I really did. I actually was entertained. That was a wacky film.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was.
Ellie, what do you say?
As much as I don't like Noir, this is the only one that I actually enjoyed. So I'm going to say I liked it, but no to the vault.
Okay.
This is my favorite one in the Noir member series. It's an easy yes for me.
I did enjoy it. It's good.
Oh, I think it's so smart. I love it.
All right. And this was the most like head scratching movie that we watched in November. I didn't hate it. It was just kind of like weird to me. So this was a no.
Definitely weird.
Yeah. Just for the extended relaxing.
All the scenes of Bill Mayer just kind of following what's her face around the mall, outdoor mall, just iconic.
I was like, yeah, would you freaking talk to her, man? Like, damn. Like,
oh, wait, that's not the last one. We have another one after this from Noirvember. It is Black Rain. Oh, that's right. Almost forgot about that. That's something to me. Again, another film that I like, I respect. I think that there's some good stuff in here, but ultimately it's like 75% of a very good movie, but there's just a few things that just kind of like go, eh. So it's not one of really Scott's best at all. So he has got so many other movies that I like a lot more. So this is a no. B, were you here for this one?
I wasn't here for the filming, but I've seen the movie, and I agree with you. It's fine. It's a fine movie, but it's a no.
Okay. Ellie.
I was engaged until I was not engaged.
That's a problem.
That's when they kill Andy Garcia, and right. I was done. So, because Andy Garcia was making that film. Sorry. He was making the film. And then they go and kill him. So, no, boo. So, no, not going to the ball.
No, boo.
They wronged you.
Yes, they did.
All right.
No, I like this movie. I enjoyed it a lot. I don't think it's great. The thing for me is it has incredible repeat watchability. Like, this is a movie that if I was like flipping I bumped into it, I'd be like, oh, all right, cool. But man, you know what, it's not gonna get in, but I'd say yes to The Vault just because it's not Ridley's best, but I enjoy it quite a bit, even though it's like I agree with every like middling review about it. Like, it's true, it just I don't know.
Sorry.
Well, I'd say yes to The Vault, but it ain't making it in.
So our last section, our last retrospective was our holiday films, which was our subversive holiday films, and started off with Bad Santa. And Sam, I don't think you were around for this one, but you've seen this,
yes.
Right? Yes. Yeah. So what do you say about this one?
I thought it was pretty funny and like kind of out there for a decent comedy. I would say yes to The Vault, even though it's not like, you know, huge high marks, but I tended to be with Paul Kandarian, who really liked that movie a lot. I listened to the review.
Okay.
For that podcast From the Road back in December.
Mm-hmm.
Good old days.
Ellie, what do you say?
Oh yeah.
That's a yes. Oh yeah. Wow.
It's going to the vault.
Funny.
I love it. Everything about that film. Everything. The subversiveness of it. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Me?
Yeah.
I was just not on that film's wavelength. It's no for me.
All right. This is a hell no. I don't find this movie funny at all.
It's just mean.
Yeah.
You gotta understand the comedy in it, obviously. You know?
That's right. I don't understand the comedy.
It's not this mean. It's
not mean. It's just like subversive. It's
understand something and disagree. It's not what you're saying. I just think it's wrong.
It is the subversiveness of the movie that makes it so funny, that it's so far-fetched, but yet it's like delicious.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I agree. I love it. I understand, like, you know, politically correct.
I like movies that are not politically correct. I just found this to be just like digs at people and not.
That's the humor. Best part of
that's
it.
That's what I like about it.
Yeah.
And that's not funny. That's not funny for me. I like
Sam and I, I, we
like
get cruel, the comedy. You two don't humor. Get the comedy. Sam and I, we get the comedy. Fine. Don't put it in the vault.
Appreciate the comedy of
Bats. All right, let's move on. Up next is The Night Before. I really like this movie. I laughed a lot during this. This is a hard decision because this actually could be something that might be like a holiday staple for me. But I don't know if I can decide to put this in the vault so quickly, because like this has the potential of being like one of my favorite all-time holiday films. And I never even heard of it until
recommended it.
I'm so thankful that you did, Ellie, because I knew nothing about this.
Yeah, you've been missing out on that movie.
But I don't know. I have no idea how to judge this.
It's so fucked up that it's so good. I'm sorry.
The comedy is so hard because, like, will this be funny on repeat viewings? And comedy is hard for me to, like, enjoy over and over and over, which is why I don't watch a lot of comedies over and over. So I don't know. I almost want to abstain from this because I don't know.
I can't watch comedy over and over again.
You can or you can?
And still laugh at it all the time.
I'll watch like Happy Gilmore a million times.
I don't know.
The Water Boy.
I'm also looking at like I'm also looking at the next couple films, and I'm gonna say no. Don't ask me why. B.
It's tough for me too, because I thought this was really fun. Nah.
Is that a nah or a yeah?
Nah.
Yeah. Okay. A nah. Not a no, a nah.
Nah.
Okay.
It's a soft no.
Okay.
If someone came up to me and was like, hey, you really need to put this in the vault, I'd be like, fine. Not gonna put up a lot of fight. Okay.
All right. Ellie.
Well, I'm not voting now anymore because you already got to know. So what's the point in voting? It's not going to go into vote anyway. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to vote. I'm not voting.
We have to do this. We've been doing it the whole time.
You already said two no's, and two no's means no vote.
Why are you throwing a temperature at everybody?
I'm like hissing over this.
I'm not voting.
I haven't seen the film, if that helps.
You haven't seen the film?
I haven't seen the film.
Really? I thought you did.
I missed that episode.
I think you like it, genuinely. It's a good film.
I really want to know, just in case we somehow change rules at some point, or maybe we add a...
Maybe we get a wild card or another
opinion at some point. It would be really good.
You cannot change rules.
Just tell us how you vote.
Yes. Okay. To the vault.
Okay.
And I think you already knew that.
Of course I knew that, but it needs to be on the record. All right. Next up is The Holdovers to you, Sam.
I love that movie. That's an easy yes to the vault. Christmas magic.
Okay. Ellie.
Yeah, definitely. Yep.
Okay. Woo.
Mm.
B.
No. But I don't. This will make it in, and I'll be fine.
Yeah, it'll be. You'll live.
I will.
All right.
There's worse things I could do at Christmas than watch a Paul Giamatti movie.
Did you say no?
Yeah, it's not for me. Mm-hmm. This movie just didn't sing for me the way I wanted it to.
Yeah, I say yes. This was, I think, my number two movie of the year. So yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, and finally, the grand finale. Of the year. We ended with Gremlins.
We're talking.
It'd be hard for me not to vote this in because this is just a classic. And I think people would probably unsubscribe if we didn't vote this in. And this is a great movie. This is just
They're so cute. Those little thingies. They're so adorable.
I vote yes in the wrong thing. So I have to say yes. And again, I don't want people to think I'm just saying yes because this is peer pressure. I really do think this is not like maybe a top 50 movie for me. I mean, I've seen this so many times where I feel like I have nothing more to really gain from this movie. I grew up with this movie. It's very good. I probably could go the rest of my life without ever seeing this again. And I could replay the whole movie in my head and not have to sit through 2 hours of it because it's just ingrained in me. But yeah, we got to save it. The world needs to see this after the post-apocalyptic time. So we need to save this movie. Yes.
But how could you sit through 2 hours of it if the entire film is only 1 hour and 46 minutes?
Because the end credit, I don't know. Because I watched the first 14 minutes of Gremlins 2, yeah, and then I have to turn it off because I can't take it.
But you haven't seen Gremlins 2, though.
I know. B, what do you say?
Oh, yeah. Easy yes.
Yeah.
Ellie. Can't restart civilization without a funny little guy.
Yeah. Ellie?
I don't know, man. Just like, I don't know. I'm thinking, you know, do I really want to watch another Gremlin movie all over again in the vault by myself with three other people?
Alone in sorrow.
I know. Oh, hell yeah. I do.
Yeah, I'd say yes to Gremlins in the vault. Okay.
So we have officially entered in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 movies into our vaults. We have a good starting point. So I think we have a total of now 12 movies, including what we've already entered in, which is we recently, well, I'm not going to spoil it yet because that episode hasn't come out yet.
That's a 26% vault ad. A quarter of the movies we watch, we're like, we should save this.
I like that. I like that. Yeah. So we have added, just to recap quickly, then we'll end it here. John Wick Chapter 4, Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse, Amistad, Duel, Empire of the Sun, The Exorcist, The Killer, The Holdovers, and Gremlins.
Yeah.
So fantastic. So when you get, we are going to update a Letterboxd list as well with all the movies that have been added to our vault. And we will keep adding to that as we continue reviewing movies and adding that to our list. So keep your eyes on that. So that concludes our show this week. Thank you for tuning in. And there you have
it. Bye.
All right. Everyone, enjoy your week. And we'll catch you next time.
On the flip side.
Bye-bye.